Hi, this is Molly Poggles. Welcome to the Faith Center Podcast Network. We want to be a source of hope, joy, and encouragement on your drive to work, your time at home, or anywhere in between. Be sure to like and subscribe to get all of our daily and weekly content. For more information about Faith Center and the podcast network, please visit our website, lgfoursquare.com, LG, the number four, square.com. If you would like to be a part of the conversation, you can email the show at podcast@lgfoursquare.com. Thanks and enjoy the show.
Hello there. This is Pastor Cameron.
Hey, this is Zach Hall.
Hi, this is Aaron Watts.
And Standard Candace.
We're in the studio today. Welcome to the Barnabas Project. We are going to be going through John. We've been going through John for a while using SOAP as our model. So scripture, observation, application, prayer. And that's what we're going to do today. We are going to be in John 3, but we're going to do it a little bit differently today. John 3 is a conversation, at least the beginning of John 3 is a conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus. So what we're going to do is Zach knows what I'm about to say, but
there's been a lot of secrecy. We're like, fun game. What are we doing? Yeah.
So I have a narrator.
Oh my.
I have Nicodemus. Yes. And I have Jesus written down on three pieces of paper.
Awesome.
You three are going to draw.
Yes. I'm in.
And then you're going to, and then in front of me, I have this scripture color coded based on who is speaking.
What a fun game.
It's a script.
Wow.
I hope I get Jesus.
So I'm hosting this. So there's three people and I'm going to sit out as you guys read through the scripture. But there is two females and one male sitting at this table that are going to be doing this. So
excellent.
We're just going to have fun with this. No one should hear this and say that we think Jesus is a female. If one of our females ends up, we understand Jesus was a male. Nicodemus was a male. John, who's the narrator, who's writing this, also male, but we're just going to have some fun with this today. All right. So who wants to draw first? Zach is drawing. Oh,
that's mine.
Nope.
Okay.
Slide that one to me.
Mm. All right, Zach, who are you?
I'm Jesus.
Yes. Zach is Jesus. All right, so reading the role of Jesus today will be Zach. There's your...
Yay. He waited for his part on the board. Like, what part did I get?
Who did I get?
I'm the narrator.
I feel like Zach is the gentle.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Us. It's a good fit.
Narrator. All right,
so you are the narrator.
Can I read it in an accent?
Sure. You are John, the author and narrator of this, which must mean...
You must read it like John.
Oh, yeah.
Which must mean, Candace, you are Nicodemus.
Nicodemus.
All right.
Nicodemus.
All right. So, narrator, there's a couple of parts you see that you have that top chunk.
This?
Yep. And then once it starts reading Nicodemus and Jesus, you just have a couple parts in there that say, like Jesus said, and then Jesus.
Jesus Zach replied.
Will say it.
Okay.
Poor Jesus.
This is a cold read, you guys. All right. Cold table read. We have
cold
not rehearsed.
Here
all right.
We go.
So we're going to go through this. Feel free to take on any accents that you would want to get into character, and we'll have some fun. And then we will still do our soap. We'll still actually do a Bible study. All right,
red leather, yellow leather. Okay. Ready?
All right.
And scene.
Now, there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus that night and said,
Rabbi.
No, just kidding.
I'm your father.
I am your father.
We know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you're doing if God were not with him. Jesus replied,
Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again.
How can someone be born again when they're old? Nicodemus asked.
Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born.
Jesus answered,
Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit.
Jesus smirked. That was me, sorry. It's not in the Bible.
Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at me saying, You must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it's going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit.
Mind blown. How can this be? Nicodemus asked.
You are Israel's teacher,
said Jesus.
And do you not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and we testify to what we have seen, But still you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Jesus says, Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him.
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people loved darkness instead of light, because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light, and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. The end.
This has been Focus on Family's production of
The Imagination Station. Adventures in Odyssey.
Adventures in Odyssey, which is probably why I just had you guys do that.
Yeah, I should have been music.
I know. We need music.
Put some music in here.
Yeah, Chong.
Thanks,
some
Chong.
Singers.
All right, so this is our scripture. This is a conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus. So what is your scripture as you read it? Scripture and observation often become the same thing, and then application and prayer often the same thing. But what was the scripture that stood out to you the most?
I'll jump in here. So I think when Jesus first tells him how you're being born again, mm-hmm. and Nicodemus responds, surely they cannot enter the mother's womb a second time, or being born again. Mm-hmm. And I think that when Jesus tries to talk to us, sometimes if we don't understand, we can put it into like a, well, I'm going to try and like put it into a normalcy or like mm-hmm. the exact what he's trying to say. But mm-hmm. when Jesus tells us being born again, it's much more like spirit and water baptism. And mm-hmm. I think there's so much more deeper levels than just us taking it in and like trying to, and there's a word I'm looking for, but
literal, taking
yes,
it literally.
There we go. Yeah. That is yes. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's yeah. where.
Yeah. Like we tend to live on the surface level
yeah.
and take things very literally. Only what we see right before our eyes will we believe, and only what we see right before our eyes will make sense to us. And Jesus yeah. speaking in metaphors and riddles sometimes it feels like, mm-hmm. But really yes. it's just because he has a different perspective. And he's not speaking literally, he's speaking of the spirit, which is beautiful, mm-hmm. beautiful picture. But great question, like, born again?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Talking about? That's not going to happen.
Well, it's like, that's the only way I understand this phrase.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm. yeah.
that's, yeah. My point was actually piggybacking on like what stood out to me. I don't know if you wanted to add anything, Candace, before I
go for
said
it.
That. Okay. So the part where, you know, he explains all these things and he's like, what? Like Zach said. And then Jesus is like, you're Israel's teacher. Do you not understand these things? Like, you know, very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and we testify to what mm-hmm. we've seen, but you still don't accept our testimony. Then he's like, if you can't believe these earthly things, how are you going to believe heavenly things? Mm. And that's like, I just think of that's like kind of Jesus's continual message, like toward the Pharisees, especially mm-hmm. that he's like, you say, you know, but you don't. And here I am right before you. And you're still like, you're supposed to know mm-hmm. and you don't. Like, you're the one who's our Israel's teacher, mm-hmm. yet you don't understand. And it's like, to me, it's not a destination. Like, that's their destiny and that's who they are. Like, but he's revealing to them the truth. Mm-hmm. To be like, hey, you can break out of staying in this way, yet the Pharisees continually go back mm-hmm. to that, and they almost refuse to see what Jesus is saying, refuse to receive it as God's word, and because of that, they miss out because of their pride, really. Mm-hmm. They yeah. don't see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Nicodemus was in the Sanhedrin, which is like the Supreme Court, mm-hmm. and he's, you know, he's very well-versed in scriptures. Mm-hmm. And so when Jesus is talking about the spirit There's some scriptures that are probably rolling around in Nicodemus's soul. And I was looking at some of them, like Ezekiel 2:2, as he spoke, the spirit came into me and raised me to my feet, and I heard him speaking to me. Mm. Psalm 143:10, teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground. And then Ezekiel 36:37, and I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. And so I was thinking about, if you were going to try to teach somebody who is, you know, like you were saying, Zach, a literal thinker, logical thinker, and you can see in the way that he's talking with Jesus, he's actually really curious and he's asking questions. And that's a real Jewish way of, they would ask like questions and sometimes even answer with more questions. Like you can see that in the way Jesus would teach later on. But the scripture that kind of stood out to me was how Jesus decided to teach Nicodemus what it was to experience the Holy Spirit. And so what is born of flesh is flesh, and what is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I said this to you. You must all be born from above. The wind blows wherever it will, and you hear the sound of it makes, but do not know where it comes from and where it is going. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. This idea of like something very literal that we understand, like the wind. And then, you know, popping up a little bit further before that, it was, I tell you the truth, unless a person is born of water and spirit, which being born of water, that's kind of a mystery. There's not really a clear, sometimes people think that it could be maybe being washed by the word or maybe a reference to baptism, but I tend to lean towards like the physical birth, like we were talking about before, because he's talking about it right prior to this. So this idea of something really literal matched with something that's supernatural. And we can literally experience the Holy Spirit in a very supernatural way.
Totally.
And you can't fully grasp what that is. And there's really no way to fully explain that to somebody unless they've experienced it. But both of those things are true. And I feel like this is a tension and a mystery that can only be experienced.
I love that. I think it's interesting that he uses wind too, because it is a very familiar like example we have, yet what is wind really? Like when you think about wind, you're like, I know what it does. What is it though? Like, yeah, it's like these jet streams going around the globe. Okay. Like, I don't know.
Right.
It's, so it, even that example that we're like, oh, I know what wind is. It's still that there's this tension there of like, I do understand it and I don't.
Yeah.
And really it's the same to that point. It's the same word.
Yeah.
The word, the Greek word for spirit is the same word as wind. Oh, so he's meeting him on a certain level of, you understand this to some degree, but you're missing it. And that's actually the part that I always find really interesting when he's talking to Pharisees. And he says it in the scripture is, you are Israel's teacher, and yet you don't understand these things. So basically, sometimes we get too caught up in the knowledge, like the head knowledge of these things, that we miss the heart that is right before us, which Jesus is saying, I am here in the flesh, and you can't fully explain these things that you're even trying to explain them as if you know them, but you just don't. There's no way to fully understand that where the wind comes from, where it goes, except through me, the creator of all these things.
Yeah.
So here I am. I am going to give you the spirit that is going to breathe new life into you, that's going to send you and direct you. And it will feel like the wind in a sense that you just feel it. You just feel that wind blow upon your face. You feel the Spirit of God move and you have clarity. Oh. But the verse that sticks out to me the most, which maybe is cheating because it's like the most famous verse in all of Scripture. But it's just so powerful and profound. For God so loved the world. It just bullet points the entire Scripture, bullet points this entire conversation, just underlines, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
Yeah.
And I love 17. I think they belong, they are together, but we cling hold on to 16. 17 is really important. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. So we understand a lot about Christ in this moment, that he is talking to somebody that has all the head knowledge but is missing it on a heart level.
Yeah.
And then he's saying, and you in your head, you're looking for the condemner. You're looking for the conqueror, the one that's going to come in and like overturn governments and
take
rule
charge.
With a with an iron fist. And I'm not worried about a government transformation. I'm worried about a heart transformation.
Yeah.
That's what I'm here for, and that's what I'm going to do. I didn't come to be the condemner. I came to be the savior, and I'm here even for you, Nicodemus, who you are a skeptic. You are curious. You have a lot of the answers, and even some of those answers you have might blind you to the truth that's right before your eyes. But I am here for you because I am the savior of the world.
Mm-hmm. Preach.
So
drop
what?
The mic.
So that is scripture and observation. What do we see as application to this passage and also prayer?
I'll go if no one else is ready. Sorry, I don't know why I said that way. I really like how Jesus still, like Nicodemus, we know he's coming here at night, like in this secrecy, because he doesn't, you know, he does not want to be seen by his people going to Jesus. Mm-hmm. And Jesus could have easily kind of like gotten on that and been like, why are you here at this time? Like, you know what I mean? Like he could have, but he didn't even focus on that. He just like moved past it in a simple way, like loved Nicodemus right where he was at. But Jesus is also a straight shooter. Like he didn't beat around the bush. He was like, hey, like you think you get these things, but you don't. Like I'm going to give you the truth. And he does it so lovingly. And I guess for me, when I think of application here is like, sometimes I think I need to like approach Jesus in a very specific way. That's like the right way and like have the best intentions and all these things. And it's like, Jesus still will meet me, even if I'm maybe doing something that's kind of like I'm being secrecy, you know, about not that I ever meet Jesus in secret, like hiding it from people. But like, I guess his posture was this curious and like questions, and Jesus honored that and wasn't just like, oh, well, if you come to me during the day and not be embarrassed, then I would answer like, I'll be teaching tomorrow at 10 a.m. You can hear me then. Like he answered right there.
My office hours.
And so I think my application, at least off the bat going through this, is just that I can approach Jesus and like, I don't need to be ashamed of like, well, maybe you didn't do it in the right way. And I had like an example a few weeks ago that I had just been like, I wanted to pray for like a new word kind of for myself for the year. And I didn't think about it till like my birthday day. And I was like, oh Lord, I'm sorry. I should have been praying about this all week. And then I was like, why? Like, does Jesus need a 48-hour waiting period for like my inquiries? And he's like, it's okay. Like, you know, he didn't say that, but that was kind of the impression I got, that it's like, it's okay. And later that day, I ended up getting that answer, and it was really powerful. And it happened at the sushi place through a text message, and like so simple yet so powerful moment. So I was just grateful and like humbled. And so that's the application that I'm getting from that. Like we can approach Jesus wherever we're at. Mm-hmm. It's okay. He's going to answer us.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah. I'm similar to you. I think being able to go to Jesus with whatever questions or stuff that we're going through, like, he's going to take time and he's going to try and explain it and he's going to try and like walk us through and give us steps. And I think just being able to take into like heart what he's trying to say and not just kind of doing it on a logical level and just trying to like have myself explain it, but trust that Jesus is with me and walking me through different steps. And just, I think just taking time and really wanting to have that relationship instead of, I mean, he could have easily just been like, you don't understand. Okay, I'm going to move on. Mm-hmm. But he's taken the time and spent it with you. So
That's
so good.
You know, I was just thinking about our friends and we've experienced it too. And maybe you listener have experienced this where you're reading along in the word of God and you're like, I don't know what this means.
What?
This doesn't make any sense to me. And first of all, I think you should find a version of the Bible, a type that works for your reading style, one. But two, don't be discouraged because we're going to be discovering the mysteries and the knowledge of God for the rest of our lives. Mm-hmm. And let's not use that as a stumbling block. I really respect Nicodemus for going after it and continuing to ask questions when he's being curious. And like you guys are saying, like that tenacity to come to him and come to him however you are. And I just love that. And one of the verses that was kind of tying it with what I was thinking about was Colossians 2. and 1-3, for I want you to know how great a struggle I have for you and for those in Laodicea and for all of who have not seen me face to face and their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love to reach all the riches of full assurance of understanding and the knowledge of God's mystery, which is Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Mm. Walking by the Spirit of God is an act of faith, mm-hmm. and it's an ongoing process that you're being moved by God. The scriptures that I kind of quoted earlier in Old Testament were all like physical scriptures about the Holy Spirit moving someone. Mm-hmm. And really that's what it's about, is just going into scripture going, Lord, what do you want me to glean from this? And how do you want me to move? And I just think there's such a beautiful dance that we can have with the Holy Spirit. That's the kind of the application I have. Mm-hmm. And just kind of relaxing back into that. You don't have to know it all.
That's so mm-hmm. good.
Yeah.
The dance.
Really, all of that is kind of what I was thinking, and kind of wrapping that up with that idea of Jesus isn't the condemner.
Yeah.
So we are free to come to him. We're free to ask him questions, free to even be confused, because mm-hmm. there's no mm-hmm. condemnation in Christ. He's not the condemner. That's just not what he's here for.
Yeah.
But I also think too often I feel like the church picks up that mantle as if we are to be the judge of morality mm-hmm. or condemning those that maybe aren't as close to Jesus, which really those are things that are what Nicodemus and the Pharisees were up to. And yeah. Jesus is even taking time lovingly to directly speak to those things. Later he speaks to those things specifically, but you see a little bit of it here with mm-hmm. Nicodemus, like mm-hmm. you're missing the point, my friend. You're missing it. I'm not here to be the condemner. So why would anybody before me or after me come to be the condemner? That's not what I am, and that's not who my followers should be. Mm-hmm. I am here to be a savior. So we are to go to him knowing there's no condemnation, no shame, mm-hmm. no embarrassment of any question we could ask. And also, we should never put that on anybody else either. We should never put mm-hmm. that pressure on anybody else. Mm-hmm. And questions, man, let people ask questions.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let them ask questions that maybe they're not in a place where they emotionally or in their relationship with Jesus, where they feel like they could go to Jesus to ask questions.
Right.
But they might come to you. They might come to us. And we should never be like, oh, well, you see, the answer is obvious. Because yeah. that's not necessarily what Jesus does here. Mm-hmm. He says, you're missing it. Let me explain it to you. So we as believers get to do the same thing for a lot of people that have a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. Because we have a lot of questions. And we won't have it all figured out. And that's okay, because we have freedom to come to Jesus without shame, mm-hmm. without condemnation.
Oh, that's so good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So with that, we'll close in prayer. And listener, we'd love for you to be reading through John. Next time we jump into John, we'll just be in the next little section. So join us. Read ahead and join us in this Bible study. We are using our SOAP model, you can use whatever you like. But just go ahead and read ahead. We read the NIV today. That was the translation that our actors read. But listener, if you have any questions or comments, again, write the show. We'd love to hear from you. We love to hear interaction. Give us an email. You can shoot us an email at podcast@lgfoursquare.com. But we're going to pray for you. We're going to pray for us that we can walk in this character of Christ that we see in his character that reflects God's character. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you for Nicodemus to ask a question. And we know that as a Pharisee, there was this pressure that he should know all the answers. And yet he still came to you, Father. And you meet us in those moments where we can ask questions. We can humbly come before you. And you will speak sometimes in ways that we don't understand. But we want to submit our ways to yours and not make your ways fit our understanding, Father. So give us the wisdom to understand. But when it doesn't understand, when we don't understand, we would still choose your direction. We would still choose your wisdom and your care. We thank you that you are the Savior, not the condemner, that you came to love and to serve and to save a world, not to condemn it. So let us walk in that spirit as well, Father, that we are known as a people of love, that are a safe place for you to come and ask your questions, because you are a safe place for us to ask questions. So lead us in this time. Lead us in our interaction with others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Faith Center Podcast Network. Be sure to like and subscribe for daily and weekly content. Once again, if you would like more information about Faith Center, you can visit lg4square.com, lg4square.com, and you can email the show at podcast@lg4square.com. Thanks for listening, and God bless.